Country Pop FM.
Oh, good one. Train Whistle Friday.
That wooden train whistle, that'll be around for a long time. It's not even starting to break down
or
weather yet. It's not even weathered.
Well, you're the only one who does it, you know, so.
Yeah, I don't want anybody's, you don't want anybody else's lips on a wooden whistle.
Right on. I know.
Because that's an absorbent material.
Yeah, it's just gross. I do not go there.
So, it's Bob Almanac today. It's Friday, March 15th. It's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, right? The 17th?
Yes, that is the 17th. Yes,
so, but we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that tomorrow, for everybody of Finnish heritage, it's St. Urho's Day. Which, St. Urho's Day, which is, it's relatively new. It's less than 70 years old, actually a little more than 70 years old. In fact, it's the person who created it, Carol, and her son, Fireball Phil, they come to the All Request Lunch Hour.
Oh, yeah, I know
every
them.
Time. Yeah.
Yep.
And it was her father in Virginia in the 1950s that created St. Urho, a legendary Finn who drove the poisonous frogs from Finland before the last ice age to save the grape crop.
Huh.
But at some point in time, the story was changed to grasshoppers by a professor at Bemidji State who kind of took over the whole mantle of St. Urho's. But St. Urho's Day, and you wear purple on St. Urho's Day.
Okay.
So any of those areas that have the great Finnish populations, I think of Finlayson there in Pine County and elsewhere.
Yep.
Happy St. Urho's Day coming up tomorrow. The wearing of the purple.
Duly noted.
Originally, when they invented the holiday, they did it in May, but then they moved it to March 16th to kind of grab some of the thunder from St. Patrick's Day. If that's possible, of course. That's possible. Oh, today is March 15th. This was the date in 44 B.C., Julius Caesar stabbed to death. It was the Ides of March on the Roman calendar. And you had Brutus. I don't think it was Bluto. I think it was Brutus. You know, when you think of Brutus, you think of Bluto, you think of... If Popeye would only have been there, he probably could have saved Julius Caesar's life.
He might have been able to.
Because he would have punched out Brutus. And it's possible that Popeye had already punched out Brutus, but he didn't do it to the point, you know, at any point in time, I'm pretty sure Popeye could have ended Brutus.
I would think so.
Or Bluto.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went by two different names. There was a stretch there on Popeye where it was Brutus.
Right.
And then it was Bluto. I don't know what came first, Bluto
either.
Or Brutus. I want to say Bluto came first, but it might not be. But Cassius and several other Roman senators were involved.
And what all happened? What down
so
now?
I think if Popeye would have wanted to stop Brutus, he would have had to probably bring in Alice the Goon. Wimpy would have had to help out.
Right.
Jeep, Sweet Pea. I don't know what kind of help Olive Oil would have
provided. Not much.
No, not at all.
So
she's a hat rack.
So Brutus did end Julius Caesar on this day?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Just stabbed him. It was time to end it. It was Julius Caesar.
And worn out his welcome.
His welcome for the most part. And that's how senators did it back then. You didn't vote to impeach and then remove. You just show up with a knife.
A little more brutal.
Yeah, exactly. How about in 55?
Just off the secret list are these pictures of America's latest guided missiles taken at Alamogordo in New Mexico. At 1,500 miles an hour, twice the speed of sound, the rocket soars upwards.
Yeah, it was this day in 55, the U.S. Air Force unveiled a self-guided missile.
Do you prefer missile or missile?
Missile. I like missile. I'm
used to missile, but I do like missile.
That's how they say it in England.
Yes, they do.
And they make the best newsreels. That's
they
why
do.
We use
they
them.
They really do.
But 1955, basically working on and advancing the technology that was helped to develop in the 1940s by Hedley Lamarr. The actress, you know, she worked on...
It's Hedley.
Hedley.
It's Hedley.
In the Hedy Lamarr, the actress who worked on radio-guided torpedoes and things like that, self-guided torpedoes.
Okay.
she worked on that side of things and came up with ideas for that. And then we just kind of worked off of that into the 1950s for our self-guided missiles on this date, 1955. Let's go to 71.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, live from New York, the Ed Sullivan Show.
CBS TV on this date announced that they'd be dropping the Ed Sullivan Show after 23 years.
And it was quite a good run.
Yes. And, you know, that was the time of the rural purge in the early 70s. I don't know why they purged the Ed Sullivan Show. I don't know. Did they have... did they have a farmer on there once? What was the deal there? Did he show up with a hay bale?
I'm not sure.
So Ed Sullivan, he'd been on for 23 years.
Yeah,
it started as the Toast of the Town. Yep. Toast of the Town was the original name of the show, and then they realized, oh, this host is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
A really big deal. A really big shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed to the Ed Sullivan Show 23 years. How about 72, a year later?
This Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
He says there's no chance.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Estate, Godfather, based on the book by Mario Puzo, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, or Coppola, some people say that, Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, others, Abe Vigoda, don't forget about Academy Awards Best Picture, won the Oscar in 73, The Godfather, released on this date.
They made a deal, he couldn't refuse.
Yeah. Horsehead in the bed, the whole thing.
You're right.
That's a movie you got to see every now and then just to remember how great it was.
Yeah, it was a damn
and movie. still is to this date. That was in 72. They called this the Godfather of sitcoms.
There's nothing wrong with the punch. Oh, then why did the ladle turn green? I never made punch before. Maybe there was something wrong with the gin, or the tequila, or the whiskey, or the rum, or the vodka, or the... There's a man in there!
And, of course, you know that man is Jack Tripper.
Ooh.
And Three's Company debuted on this day. Can you put all those different kinds of alcohol together and make it taste good?
Yeah, it's a garbage can party.
That's what we call that WAP.
Yeah, okay.
WAP was what that was called in the 80s and 90s. WAP. And that usually tasted pretty good. It sounded like what Chrissy and Janet were serving up at their party wasn't all that tasty. It turned the ladle green, Neil.
Well, that's not preferred.
Yeah,
no.
But they met Jack Tripper. They got themselves a roommate. Hilarity would ensue.
Yes, it would.
Would it not? And a lot of double entendres. And maybe this television show took the situation sitcom, the situation part of it, and really turned it on its head.
It did.
Because of what they did, there were always some kind of misunderstanding. Ropers would hear something through the wall or through the door, and it wouldn't be that thing at all, but they thought about it, you know. It was a show. It was Suzanne Somers, John Ritter, Joyce DeWitt, Three's Company, 1977. 2002 on this date, the Burger King chain began selling a veggie burger.
Yum.
I think I've only eaten a veggie burger once, and that was by mistake.
Yeah. I mean, somebody gave me a bite of one, and it was fine.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, you put enough stuff on it.
Yeah.
I think if you eat it plain, you might be able to tell the difference, but maybe you can't. But, you know, when it comes to a veggie burger or the Impossible Whopper, which they do now, it was billed as the first veggie burger to be sold nationally by a fast food chain. I think they discontinued it pretty quickly because it didn't sell very well. But then they came back here in the last 4 or 5 years with the Impossible Whopper. There was a company called the Impossible Burger. They teamed up with Burger King.
Right.
And I'm told you can't tell the difference. Yeah, you put enough mayonnaise and other condiments on there.
Yeah.
You know, you probably could put a slice of ham on a Whopper and you couldn't tell the difference.
If I'm going to Burger King, I'm going to have a real burger. Or as close as they can get.
That is true.
Yeah.
And then in the news, this date in 2018. I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I
did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. What kid at heart doesn't remember that jingle growing up? It was the store children couldn't wait to visit. Jeffrey the giraffe called it home. But after 70 years, Toys R Us had its final sale and closed its doors for good today.
Yeah, Toys R Us closed for good. They filed bankruptcy 2018, but somebody bought them And they're coming back.
That's what I heard.
They've got like stores within stores, like at Kohl's. They've got like a Babies R Us. And I think there are other stores that have like little sections that are called Toys R Us. So they're kind of working on the brand, the backwards R. Toys
right.
R Us.
Right, it was clever.
2018. Let's move on. And we've got a lot of birthdays today.
All right.
I know, it's kind of strange, but now that he's you, somehow it seems okay.
Wait a minute. Are you making a case for multiple personality now?
You know, you're getting awfully emotional about this.
You're damn right I am. How would you like someone living your life and having more fun at it?
It was Alex Rieger. He was, I don't know if he was the top producer there. At the taxi, the cab service, the yellow taxi there in New York. But he's the guy, I don't know, who would you rather take a taxi ride with? Alex Rieger? How about Elaine Nardo?
Elaine.
Got your Bobby Wheeler. You got your Tony Banta. And I think there were a couple of times that Lotka drove. And Jim Ignatowski, the Reverend Jim.
He was a beauty.
One time Louis had to fill in as well. I mean, I don't think you go wrong with any of those, to be honest.
But, you really can't. It was quite a crew.
Yeah. Judd Hirsch. That was the episode where Lotka, Andy Kaufman, was doing his Judd Hirsch, Alex Rieger impression. It's just fantastic. And he was having more fun as Alex Rieger than Alex Rieger was having fun. And he was
somewhat
upset.
That was such a good cast.
Yeah. Judd Hirsch, 89 today.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood...
Jimmy Swaggart having a hard time there, coming to grips with what he had done.
Right.
He was trying to repent. Right. Jimmy Swaggart, the controversial...
Didn't he do it again, then?
He did do it again.
Right.
But we're not going to judge.
No.
He had a problem. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart. I hope he finally got help for that problem.
Right.
And he sorted things out with the Lord. Jimmy Swaggart is 89. Beach Boys, one of the Beach Boys, probably the most familiar voice.
When we're ready to sing, we step up at the microphones, and it comes out something like this.
Mike Love is 83 today.
I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down.
I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. The basketball player, former Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And he was like cousins to the Wilsons.
Yes.
He was like cousin to the Wilsons.
Great voice.
Mike Love, he sang lead on a lot of their songs.
For sure.
Mike Love is 83. You like him over Al Jardine? Although he was a big part, too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was.
Bullets start chasing.
Ready for some funk?
I'm getting funky over here, man.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You should look into that. You should look into that Lumi.
I was on the top.
It's an all-body deodorant.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Sly and the Family Stone, the one and only Sly Stone. The patriarch, the leader, the namesake of the band, Neil.
There he is.
Is 81.
Nice. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
From funk to just some good old 80s hair band. Hair metal.
He had the hair.
D. Snyder.
Yeah.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no
His real name is Daniel.
Uh-huh.
Daniel D. Snyder.
That's hair metal at its finest.
Yeah, he did radio, the whole thing. 69, testified, you know, he went head-to-head with Tipper Gore.
Right.
I'd like to see them in some celebrity boxing.
That would have been good.
D. Snyder versus Tipper. 69 for D. Snyder.
This come for you today.
Oh, I got a new parking space. What? J25. Whoa! Bro, Jay, that's in the shade. How did this happen?
Dr. Schmidt's malpractice insurance shot up after that last pancreas slip-up, so he moved to Argentina and freed a J-spot.
Just gave it to me?
No, I had to tap into the hospital computer and do some fancy finger work. And while I was in there, I did some fiddling with the cafeteria menu, and we will be having chicken fried steak all week long.
Chicken fried steak from the hospital cafeteria. Sounds delicious.
Sure does.
Anyway, that's Park Overall, who was the nurse. She was Laverne on Empty Nest with Richard Mulligan.
Oh, yeah.
They made a great tandem. And she is celebrating a birthday today. She is 67. This guy, Fabio, I never thought he was that good looking.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. The taste you love without the cholesterol.
What a work of art.
I can't believe women find you attractive.
Yeah, what has he got that we haven't got?
He, of course, gained fame as a novel, romance novel cover model.
Right.
You know, they would use him. They really usually weren't pictures. They were paintings of him. Mm-hmm. Fabio. There's that one time he was at the grand opening of a roller coaster and got hit in the face by a goose.
Oops.
Oops-a-daisy there. Actually, it kind of put his nose back in place. His birthday today, it's Fabio's 65th.
Wish me love, oh, wishing well, kiss and tell, oh, wishing well.
This is the favorite song, I do believe, of Brian of Ralphie's Minoco fame. It's a big
Sounds about right.
Big Terrence Trent D'Arby fan.
Yeah.
Who's actually changed his name, did so about 20 years ago, to Sananda Maitreya.
Ah.
Yeah, that's his new name.
That was a good move.
He said, to him, Terrence Trent D'Arby was dead. It's time to move on from it.
It's pretty, okay, then.
It's a little macabre. 62 today.
I'm sure that worked out well for you.
This is a coincidence. Every day this year on March 15th, you've got Dee Snider and another very popular 80s hair band metal.
I'm always working, saving every day. Gotta get a break from the same old, same old.
What's the likelihood that Bret Michaels and Dee Snider would have the same birthday?
It's fate.
They're 8 years apart, but...
not that much, are they?
Eight? Yeah, 61 and 69.
Oh, yeah, 69.
Dee Snider, 69. Bret Michaels, 61. Yeah, yeah. I think that comes to eight.
I thought it was 65. My bad. Yeah, Bret Michaels, boy. Did well. Still doing it.
Yeah, lead singer of Poison, 61 today.
I don't know anymore. Other neighbors watching me. Well, it's the mailman watching me.
He was Berry Gordy Jr.'s son. So he had kind of an in there at Motown.
Yeah, I think so.
The IRS.
And it didn't hurt that Berry Gordy also knew Michael Jackson.
That's helpful.
Knew him since he was like four.
I
had him sing on his son's song and went to number one.
Tell me, is it just a dream?
Rockwell is 60 today. More music. There's a lot of it here.
Everywhere I go.
Do you know that group Sugar Ray?
Yeah, vaguely. I've heard this, actually.
Mark McGrath.
I just wanna fly.
56 today.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's quite a character. He's hosted television shows and game shows and things as well. He's 56.
All the small things, true care.
This one might be too hip for you.
This one I don't know.
Blink 182.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of them?
Blink, yes, I've heard of them. I just don't know their stuff.
Lead singer Mark Hoppus.
Sure.
Mark Hoppus.
Hoppus.
He's 52. I know you know Eva Longoria.
Oh, yeah.
With L'Oreal Ultimate Straight, my hair is shiny, straight, just perfect. So let's get one thing straight. This works.
Do you like her hair straight or curly?
Either.
Because she's using L'Oreal Ultimate Straight.
Mm-hmm.
Neither you nor I need that.
Who was the basketball player that was with her and then fooled around on her? You're dumb.
Tony Parker.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Wasn't that? Yeah, he was dumb. He's dumb. She's 49.
I got a feeling.
Where she was in Desperate Housewives. That's where I remember her best from.
I know this song, too.
You've heard this one.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their singer and rapper, Will I Am.
Oh, look. What was that? Will I Am?
Will I Am.
Not William.
No,
Will
it's
I
Will
Am.
I Am.
Got it. Got it. Makes sense.
You gotta be.
That's how you can take William. You can take one name and turn it into a first, middle, and last. It's genius.
49 for him here today. And although he does some rapping, our actual rapper of the day is Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky.
Lil, not Lynn Dicky.
Right, the former quarterback.
For the Packers. Yeah, right. This is Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky.
Who's 36.
Gone, but not forgotten.
And he got the name because he likes to wear Dickies.
Okay.
You know, the fake shirts, undershirts right. for sweaters and things and whatnot, but he always wore, they were always too small.
I understand. It makes perfect sense to me. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start. We have a gone president of the day, and he was also in the Revolutionary War. In fact, he was a prisoner of war.
Old Hickory.
In the Revolutionary War, and he's still on our $20 bill. I heard there's rumors that he's going to be replaced, right? Andrew Jackson, our seventh president, born on this day, 1767. Don't know much about him, but I like his name. Guitarist Sam Lightnin' Hopkins, or if you're Clem Haskins, Hopkin, born on this day, 1912.
I wonder who he wants to win.
Yeah, I think
Sam Lightnin' Hopkins in that Hopkins, Minnetonka girls basketball game.
I think so. I think we know. He was in, and it's soap opera TV theme time.
Like Sam's through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives.
He was on the program.
Dr. Tom Horton.
Yeah, for like 30 years. We're talking about McDonald Carey, and a Hall of Fame actor born on this day, 1913. Fine trumpeter Harry James.
That's some quality trumpet right there. Or is that a cornet?
Fine, it's got a nice aperture. Harry James, I was at a concert last night. My grandson played the xylophone.
On this song?
Yeah, they did that.
It's been a long, long time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they tore it up.
I would assume so.
Harry James, a trumpeter, born on this day, 1916. He was the coach of the Minnesota Vikings for their first, six seasons?
From six.
61 through 66. The great Norm Van Brocklin.
Hi, this is a Minnesota Viking football helmet. It was in the middle of a lot of hard-nosed football last year. It took a lot of punishment and handed out some, too. When this helmet was put away at the end of last season, it looked back on a record of 3 wins and 11 losses.
He sounded like he was a hard guy to play for, though.
Yeah, he could be difficult, is what we heard. Fiery, born on this day, 1926. He was a fine quarterback in his day, Norm Van Brocklin. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, probably a name you remember, born on this day, 1933. And his son turned out to be a bit of a cheater. But Bobby Bonds was a pretty fair baseball. He struck out a lot. I looked at his numbers. He had a couple of years where he struck out over 180 times, which is a large number. That's for Joey Gallo-like numbers. Right. Yeah. but he also had 332 home runs and stole 450-some bases. He was a multi-tool guy for Bobby Bonds. Most of his career with the Giants, and then I think he went to the Yankees, too. 1946, they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Couple of omissions.
That's fine. What are you going to sing, Carl?
Hey, Joe.
Good one, boys.
How would you find that pretty girl?
Carl Smith, not your staff's list here today.
That's unfortunate.
1926.
Carlene Carter's dad, right?
Hey,
he was married to June Carter.
True. That is true. Did she ever go June Carter Smith? Because she went June Carter Cash.
Yes, right. I don't remember the June Carter Smith part. Must have knew it was short term or something.
1927 is Carl Smith. And then we'll give your staff a pass because he just passed in 2023.
Russia, number one! Iran, number one! USA,
Anton! The Iron Sheik, Neil. The Iron Sheik. Hossein Khosrow al-Waziri, who actually was from Iran.
Yeah, yeah.
And, snuck back over here and came to Minnesota and looking for the Minnesota Gopher wrestling coach because that's the only person he knew in the United States when he defected.
He was not well liked by the crowd generally.
He and Nikolai Volkov made a great tag team, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was born 1942, the Iron Sheik.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon time. George Strait, I just want to dance with you. Mm-hmm. Eddie Raven, I'm going to get you. Or Martina McBride, this one's for the girls.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I'm thinking Eddie today.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKS.